All right, this is a KALW San Francisco. Knut's going to stay for one more segment, and I want to be faithful to the Gaza Corner that we do at 11 o'clock every Saturday night. So this is a story. It's from a news agency called ARA, A-R-A, which is an independent press agency. It's they report on local developments in Rojava. You know Rojava? Rojava is the name of northern Syria where the Kurds have carved out an autonomous region.
Mm-hmm.
It's also known as Western Kurdistan.
I heard of that.
So they do news from that and also from Syria and Iraq and Turkey and the rest of Kurdistan. And so this is a news item which I find credible, and yet I can't find it covered anywhere in Europe or the United States or North America. And the headline is ISIS abducts 210 Kurdish civilians in Aleppo in Syria. 210 Kurdish civilians abducted. If this happened in Norway, in the United States, it would be front page news everywhere for a long time. But this isn't even being covered. ISIS, this was last Tuesday, kidnapped, as I say, 210 Kurdish civilians from their homes, eyewitnesses reported. They abducted these civilians after breaking into a number of Kurdish villages in the northern countryside of Aleppo. Quote, they drove young people out of their homes, including men and women, and they moved them away by large trucks. We don't know where they've been taken. This is from an eyewitness. ISIS fighters left behind the elderly and children. Another quote, most of the kidnapped were young men, and some of them were women. We are concerned about their destiny, as the group may use them as human shields in its battles with the Kurdish-led, it's a Kurdish and Arabic force known as the Syrian Democratic Force, SDF. This according to Kurdish lawyer Omran Mansour. He said this in Aleppo. The Islamic State has been involved in heavy fighting with this force, the SDF, in the northern countryside of Aleppo for over a year. And most recently in a town which has been the real focal point is a town called Manbij, M-A-N-B-I-G, where the SDF has repeatedly raised concerns about civilians being used by ISIS as human shields during the battles. The SDF has recaptured over 105 villages, this is as of last Tuesday, and this is all in the vicinity of Manbij in a two-week operation. And meanwhile, ISIS has kind of retreated inside the city itself. And assisted by U.S. airstrikes, they're now poised to enter the city. Now, this is my note. This is not from the article. This is my note. The SDF is closing in on Manbij. This is a very strategic town. It cuts ISIS off from their caliphate, Raqqa, in Syria, and from connecting to a highway to the Turkish border where they're able to bring in lots of supplies. And the SDF has been helped significantly by U.S. airstrikes, but what no one really talks about is that doesn't come without a price. I read that at least 68 civilians have been killed just from the U.S. airstrikes, so it's not like you can have such precision that civilians aren't killed as well. Quote, ISIS extremists are now carrying out a revenge campaign against Kurds and other communities in northern Aleppo, accusing them of supporting the SDF, this lawyer said, Mansour. He added that the kidnapped young men could be forced into the fighting while the women might be taken as sex slaves. Quote, we have seen this scenario before, especially with the Yazidi community in Iraq. And we would apparently see this over and over again as long as, in his words, those terrorists exist in this region. This comes just days after ISIS reportedly raped dozens of Syrian women in the countryside of Manbij in the northern Aleppo province, according to local sources. Before their withdrawal from the countryside of Manbij under heavy bombardment by the Kurdish SDF forces, ISIS broke into civilians' houses, killing the men and raping the women. Quote, over more than 2 years of their control over Manbij, ISIS has generally been careful with their behavior towards the people in a bid to gain popular support. However, since the SDF troops started their campaign and made gains against the Islamic State, the group's members in Manbij started punishing civilians collectively, accusing them of supporting the SDF. This according to a media activist based there named Nasir Taljini. Quote, they have killed hundreds of men, raped dozens of women in the past few days, especially in the western countryside of Manbij, before withdrawing from most of the villages there. Eyewitnesses told Ara News that ISIS militants also burned a number of houses before withdrawing. Quote, it was like an act of revenge against the people of the area, a villager said, speaking on condition of anonymity. Since this story was reported, I have not found it on other news outlets, so there has been no update on the fate of the 210 Kurdish civilians. I have found that the best source for updates on the Syrian war in general and the Kurdish news in Rojava or Western Kurdistan is Peter Clifford, PeterCliffordOnline.com, PeterCliffordOnline.com, and that is Gaza Corner for tonight. I want to play a few a cappella pieces, starting with a beautiful piece by a young child who was recorded in Kobani during the siege that ISIS had in Kobani before they were ousted in January of last year. This is a beautiful young boy, short piece, but very moving, on Gaza Corner on 91.7.
Kobani rogham kina tishwa talash bukhina Kobani rogham kina tishwa talash bukhina Histri chavam de barina Ah Kobani Histri chavam de barina Ah Kobani Jiwani we check rockerin rechtu bumbayrish kirin Jiwani we check rockerin rechtu bumbayrish kirin Gulef singi wan werkirin Biji erdu hizit sherwan Kobani rogham kina Dishu wita lash bukhina Kobani rogham kina Dishu wita lash bukhina Histri chavam de barina Ah Rojava Histri chavam de barina Ah Rojava Jiwani we check rockerin rechtu bumbayrish kirin Jiwani we check rockerin rechtu bumbayrish kirin Gulef singi wan werkirin biji erdu mamusteye shervan Biji erdu hezin shervan Kobani rogham kina tisha wita lash bukhina Kobani rogham kina tisha wita lash bukhina Histri chavam de barina Ah Kobani
ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي زيتونة ليمونة بئر وشجيرة صبار ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي من أرضي أشبار ما دامت لي زيتونة ليمونة بئر وشجيرة صبار ما دامت لي ذكرى مكتبة صغرى ما دامت لي ذكرى مكتبة صغرى ما دامت في بلدي في بلدي كلمات عربية وأغاني شعبية كلمات عربية وأغاني شعبية شفتاي ما دامت لي عيناي ما دامت لي شفتاي ما دامت لي عيناي ويداي أعلنها في وجه الأعداء أعلنها حربا شعواء باسم الأحرار الشرفاء نجاحكم كقا چگونه قطر قطر آب می شود چگونه سایه سیاه سرکشم اسیر دست آفتاب می شود نگاه کن نگاه کن تمام هستیم خراب می شود شراری مرا به کام می کشد مرا به اوج میبرد مرا به دام میکشد نگاه کن تمام آسمان من پر از شهاب میشود تو آمدی ز دورها و دورها ز سرزمین عطرها و نورها به راه پر ستاره می کشانیم فراتر از ستاره می نشانیم کنون که آمدیم تا به اوجا مرا بشوی با شراب موجا مرا به پیش در حریر بوست مرا به خواه در شبان دیر پا مرا دیگر رها مکن مرا از این ستاره ها جدا کن، نگاه کن تو میدمی و آفتاب میشود.
This is Gaza Corner on 91.7, the beautiful voice of Masa Vadat, who will be the voice of the upcoming Tansions parties this Friday and Sunday. The Friday party will also include her husband, and also Knut will be there as well. And Sunday is also happening, and you know, who knows if Knut will be there, but it will be a special night for sure, both Friday and Sunday nights, to see Tehran-based Masa Vadat sing from her heart and also talk candidly about what it's like to be a singer in a country where women are not allowed to sing solo publicly. And information about the parties are at the Tangents website at tangents.com. You'll find a way to the Tangents party page, or email me directly at tangentsradio@gmail.com, tangentsradio@gmail.com. There's still space, although they both may sell out by party time. We just heard Masa from the brand new CD called The Sun Will Rise, and that is the title track. And it was recorded, I guess, in a museum that you are very familiar with, Knut.
That's almost my neighbor.
Your neighborhood?
Really close.
Wow.
Hmm.
So tell me, this is a museum that's the Emanuel Vigeland Museum.
Right. And have you heard of the Vigeland Park in Oslo?
No.
That's his elder brother, Gustav Vigeland. You should come to Oslo. You'll be there, but you're going to be there for like half an hour in a couple of weeks.
That's true. I'm going to the Ferde Festival, which is located north of Bergen. But
So this museum of his Emanuel Vigeland, his younger brother. That's actually his tombstone, more or less. It's his mausoleum. And to walk into the museum, you have to bend down and almost kneel to get in through the door, and his ashes will be above you.
And that's where she was singing?
Right, yeah.
Wow. Mm.
And it's just a fantastic place to be. It's totally dark, and they have some small spotlights pointing at different stuff that he's been painting on the wall, and it's kind of a circular, you know, life circles thing, and it's just beautiful.
So it's in the, so she was singing in the dark.
Yeah.
And the song is called The Sun Rises from Masa Vadat, and the new CD from Masa is also called The Sun Will Rise, and the song itself was called The Sun Rises. Before that was an a cappella piece from Palestinian singer Amal Merkis. This is a brand new recording she just sent to me. I met her when I was in Israel last October, and the music, I shouldn't say the music, the lyric to her her piece is quite moving. This is, the name of the song was translated from the Arabic, was Declare. She says, as long as I have 1 meter of land, a tree of olive, lemon, cactus, and a spring, as long as I have a recollection and a shelf of books, Arabic words and folk songs, 2 eyes, lips, and hands, with them I'll face my foes and avow my war by the name of the free and the honest, from Amal Merkis. And we started with an anonymous boy, a field recording of a boy singing in Kobani, during the time that ISIS was trying to take that town over in northern Syria.